Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You're listening to JoJo Siwa Now with me,
JoJo Siwa,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome back to JoJo Siwa Now. Today, oh man, I can't even believe we are already a quarter through 2024. That is actually crazy. I wrote down the date the other day and I wrote down 2022 and I was like, oh shit, it's 2023. It's 2024. What's happening? And so if you're asking me, I'm still living in 2022, but apparently quarter one of 2024 is over. And I am here today to give you some of my quarter one updates. It has been a crazy year and I have had some really, really fun times already this year. And so today I just kind of wanted to go through, talk about them. They're not going to be in order of the year. Why would I have fancy order to my life? Of course not. We're going to be chaotic. We're going to be all over the place. Why wouldn't I be? First thing that's just like run of my mind of quarter one of 2024 is So You Think You Can Dance. I have been in Atlanta for most of quarter one, filming season 18 of So You Think You Can Dance, being on the judges panel with Allison Holker and with Maxim. Oh God, here we go on the last name. Max Schmerkowski. I can never say their last name. Val. I love them very much. Literally, Jenna's like my freaking family. Jenna Johnson Schmerkowski. Nope. It's just never gonna happen. I can't say their name. Anyways, so Jenna, my partner on Dancing with the Stars, her husband Val, his brother Max is judging So You Think You Can Dance with Me. That's why I've been on this long tangent about their last name, because it's impossible to say. I can't say it. But anyways, so I've been in Atlanta. I've been having a fun time. I actually moved here all alone, been in Atlanta solo. It has been such a growing and maturing experience. It has been crazy. I mean, there have been things in my life that have forced me to grow up fast, contrary to popular belief. God, the internet. What's funny to me is I'm noticing more and more, and this is because I started talking about how I want kids, you know, and that's still a very, very prominent feature in my life, is that I very much so want kids. And sooner rather than later. But since then, people have been like, girl, what are you talking about? You are a kid. And like, yes, I am. I'm only 20. Like, give me a break, right? But people are not just saying like, oh, I'm a kid, like I'm 20. They're saying I'm a kid like they think I am 12. And they think that when I was 12, that making slime videos, or even just go on the old end, because I was 17 making slime videos still. But from that time, from age 12 to age 17, I was, yes, making the slime video, but I was also the one that was coming up with the idea of the slime video, understanding that that's what would do good in the algorithm, and that's what viewers and kids and fans would want to see. Then I was the one filming it. Then I was the one editing it. Then I was the one uploading it, understanding the algorithms, the times that it was. I was the one who understood how to make a career when I was 11. And so people coming at me with the whole "you're a kid" thing, it is very understandable. They see me on stage singing "A Kid in a Candy Store." They see me on stage with a talking unicorn. They don't see that that is all truly my ideas coming to life, and that it was always a massive empire. So as people were seeing me perform on stage with a unicorn singing "Kid in a Candy Store" at age 18, yes, I was 18, but yes, I was playing sold out arenas. It was what it was. And I think that's something that people have always misjudged me on. They've always said, "Oh, you're a kid. But what they don't understand is that 7-minute video, you were seeing me. I see the memes. I see the videos. I think they're hilarious too. But you're seeing that, and then you're not necessarily seeing what's happening after. And it's me coming up with the next idea, me coming up with the greater picture, me coming up with the business model that this is. And so that's gotten to me a little bit in quarter one, I'm not going to lie. But I don't have the energy to defend it online on social media because it's almost just not worth my time. It's a losing battle. You know what I mean? And so I'm just like, you know what? People are never going to want to fully understand. And so it's okay. You know, I'll take the heat for it. I understand. I look back at some videos of me and I'm like, damn, I would be fun to hate. Like I understand where people were coming from, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, y'all need to chill. Like if you want to hate in your own brain, like you don't need to put it out there publicly. Like, come on. No, it's fine. Anyways, God, why did I start that tangent? And now let me figure out really quickly how I can end that tangent. I moved to Atlanta. Oh, I remember how, because it was forcing me to mature in a way that I haven't already matured. But what I mean by that is it's taught me small life lessons. Things like doing laundry on a schedule versus like letting the piles pile up and then all of a sudden you're working 3 days in a row and then all of a sudden you have no socks. You know what I mean? Like keeping myself on a good schedule, on a good track, making sure I'm time management. Like it's all stuff that I've done my whole life, but just on a whole much bigger scale. It's been really cool. It's been really fun. A massive thing that I've changed since being here in Atlanta, I moved here at the very end of January. I don't order food anymore. I was going through a phase where I ordered Uber Eats or DoorDash three times a day, sometimes even four. I mean, I would order breakfast, lunch, dinner, and sometimes a coffee or a smoothie or desserts or whatever it was. And I made this like promise to myself that when I came to Atlanta, I was going to try to not order at all. Didn't know how it was going to go. Somehow I have not ordered anything. I have been here for, even when I would go grocery shopping, I wouldn't go grocery shopping. I would just order my groceries. But now today I'm like excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to film a podcast and I'm going to go grocery shopping. Like it's like what I do now. It's so fun. But originally I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I've been in Atlanta now for 5 weeks and I have not ordered a single thing. I've not ordered a grocery. I've not ordered a DoorDash, an Instacart, nothing. I've gone everywhere. I've walked places. It has been so amazing. And now this is something that I'm excited. Genuinely, I'm very excited to see if I can apply this to my life back home in California, if I can apply the no ordering habit. It's been a very good habit. I've been cooking like no other. It's been so nice, so good, so fun, so amazing, so healthy, so fulfilling. But I really, really want to try to apply this when I'm back home. It's going to be a little bit harder, I think. I don't know why I think it's going to be harder. I think just like my lifestyle when I'm back there maybe won't allow for it to be as easy, you know, and I also like truly miss the restaurants, but I'm like, no, I could go to the restaurants if I want them. I don't know. We're going to try to stick to the plan, but that's been like one of my biggest personal changes in quarter one. Another massive change personally for me in quarter one has been my style. My clothing style has really truly changed. I definitely have found a more masculine style. This all stemmed from being a part of So You Think You Can Dance. It was now time to figure out my wardrobe. And I didn't really know what I wanted to look like, because I see myself on last season of So You Think You Can Dance, and I see the dresses, and I liked what I looked like, but it didn't feel right just yet. And then this season, you know, I really wanted to have karma somehow involved in every outfit. And so I told my mom, I was like, look, you be in charge of tops and I'll be in charge of bottoms. And she was like, okay, but what's the vibe we're going for? And I was like, you know what? I actually don't know. Like, let me find a vibe. And so then I was like, okay, what am I into right now? Who am I into right now? What do I like? And a massive inspiration in my life since the end of 2023 has been G Flip. Ever since I performed with G towards the end of the year last year, I really have fallen in love with their music, with their vibe, with their style. And then that kind of branched off into just a whole new world of, wait, what is this style? What is this clothing aesthetic? What is this coloring aesthetic? And I kind of just like deep dived in the world and just kind of like saw and then just kind of found some outfits online and was like, this is kind of all a vibe. You know what I mean? And so I just kind of put a few little like inspiration boards together for my mom and using G as some inspiration, of course. And then I found some other inspiration online and I was like, you know, this is truly, truly the vibe. And yeah, it's honestly, it's been great. I found sort of this like fun little feminine, little masculine. It's like right in the middle. I feel like I walk a fine line of femme and mask right now. Whereas before I've always swayed more femme. You know what I think it is? I think it's this. I think being around G just for a few days gave me the confidence to be okay, to be a little more masculine and be a little bit more who I always felt like I wanted to dress like, right? But I was always like, I just never had someone to look to, you know? And G is somebody who they're non-binary. And so they definitely have a more masculine style. And I finally had someone to look to being like, that's what I want to look like. That's the one. And this new clothing style, first day of it was actually when I was in Boston. So Boston was a revolutionary trip for me in 2024. It was right before I moved to Atlanta. I had planned with one of my best friends, Malia, to go see our friend Lex and Ezra and of course Jen all in the Dancing with the Stars tour. One of Lex's last show was in Boston, Massachusetts. We live in California. Boston, we were delusional. We literally were like, oh, it's like 3-hour flight away. No, Boston is definitely 7.5. It's definitely how all the way across the country. But some reason our delusions were like, let's go to Boston. I don't know why. So we ended up going to Boston. And this was the first day that I kind of found this new style. We landed in Boston and we had the best 24 hours literally ever. It was freezing out, but I got dressed and I was like, this outfit's too cool to put a jacket on. Like I cannot wear a jacket. It's not happening. So I didn't wear a jacket. I was walking around freezing, snowing Boston in a muscle tee. We felt every single emotion on this trip in Boston. We were happy. We were sad. We were hot. We were cold. We were tired. We were awake. We got like dressed for the night at literally 9 a.m. to go out and explore the city. And like, we just didn't know if we were going to have time to come back to the hotel. So we were like, we'll just get ready for the night. God, it was a mess, but it was so much fun. And then we got to see the Dancing with the Stars tour, which was awesome. And then it just like ever since then, like that level of serotonin has not been recreated ever. Like me and Malia will talk all the time about like Boston. Like we just need to go back to Boston. We literally like take us to Boston. We found ourselves in Boston. So if you're looking for yourselves, go to Boston. It is magical. It's where I found my new style. Literally walked out of Boston and was like, this is it. Like I found it. I did it. And same with Malia. She found her new hair vibe. She found her new fit vibe. Like we walked into Boston one way and walked out another way. It was awesome. We're planning later this year. G has a concert in Boston and we all love G's music. And of course G as a human. And so I was like, guys, hear me out. Let's go to their concert in Boston. And everyone's down. So we will be taking another trip to Boston eventually.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating melon serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty system for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X, fit for you just as you are.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is so stupid to talk about it right now because I don't have one on. But a quarter one update that is massive is I have become obsessed with arm tattoos. Well, actually, the thing is, most of you are probably listening to this, so you can't even see my arm anyways. But there are these tattoos called Inkbox, and they're basically like two-week temporary tattoos. And I have been utterly obsessed with putting them on one arm as a sleeve. I think it's so cool. I love the different designs that I can do, and I love that they only last for 2 weeks. It works out amazing. It's great. They go on. I enjoy it. And then as soon as I'm over it, they're starting to fade and I can put new ones on. But tonight is my night to actually put new ones on, which is why I have an empty arm right now. But for the last month, 2 months, I've actually been filling up my left arm with a bunch of tattoos. Anyways, back to my updates. Oh, this is fun. This is like taking me through a journey through the beginning of the year. It's actually been great. One of the things that this really was more in the beginning of the year when I was back in LA, and now that I'm almost done here in Atlanta, I am getting so freaking excited to get back to LA for this one reason. And it is my snack bar in Studio Siwa. I for some reason took on a role of like redoing our snack bar and like making it healthy and putting out fresh pastries. And when I get home, we have a new fridge, we have a new snack setup, and I cannot wait to go organize it. My friends were at the studio the other day and they were FaceTiming me with the snack bar because like they know how much it means to me. Or like whenever the kids will be there rehearsing now without me while I'm here in Boston, I'll send their mom's pastries to put out at the bar. So that way like they feel like it. They texted me and they're like, "We miss your snack bar. We need pastries." And I was like, "Oh, I got you. Don't even say it twice." So then I sent them some stuff up to the studio and they loved it. And so that I don't know what that does for me. I don't know why it fulfills me, but I literally like, there was a few days where I was like having a little bit of a mental crisis and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go organize the snack bar. And I just rearranged the front of the studio and like redid the snack bar and it cured me of whatever I was feeling. It made me feel very, very happy. Another thing that I started at the studio, but now has followed me everywhere, is absolutely everything having to do with drums. I love the drums. The drum obsession started in late 2023. G taught me a bit on drums. And then after 2023, I wasn't sure if drums were going to carry through. I wasn't sure if I was going to stick with it. And I just love it. Top of 24, I was drumming literally every single day at the studio. And then I got an incredible kit out here. The kit that I have here in Atlanta is an electric kit that is built like an acoustic kit. It is a stunning and I just love it so much. I'm having so much fun with it. Right before I left for Atlanta, right before I knew I was leaving, I bought a brand new drum kit out at the studio. It's a beautiful top of the line kit that I have only drummed on literally once. And so I'm excited to get back home. So that way I can drum on it a bit more once I'm back. It's going to be so nice. I really can't wait for that. It's just been so fun. It's like a hobby. You know what I mean? But it's a very good hobby for me because I feel like it's beneficial to my career in a massive way. And I love it. I've loved the piano as an instrument, but I've never loved it like I love the drums. It just feels right, you know? My last update that I have to talk about is the Super Bowl. This was probably my highlight of quarter one, 2024. I got to go to the Super Bowl. I had the absolute best time. It was so much fun. It was insane. It wasn't my first Super Bowl ever. It was my second Super Bowl. It was my third football game ever, and it was my second Super Bowl. And I finally understood the game part of it like midway through. But that's not what made it fun. What made it fun is we actually went with a brand. We went with Maybelline. They brought me, my mom, and then a lot of the Dance Moms cast. They brought Kalani and Kira, Kendall and Jill, Holly and Nia, Chloe, and then they also brought my partner from Dancing with the Stars, Jenna, and it just was so much fun. We genuinely all had the best time. We got to go to dinner the night before. We went to the game. We were sitting three rows up the 50-yard line, like literally the best seats in the stadium. It was so surreal. It was so fun. I got to see Lady Gaga. You would have thought it was me seeing Lady Gaga. I mean, I turned around, I screamed and I cried, like literally cried. She did not see me. However, I did make it to her Instagram. If you look at her Instagram post, you can zoom in and you can see us all sitting there. And I was like, that's my claim to fame right then and there. But yeah, I love Lady Gaga very much. So seeing her in person was just so surreal. I literally sobbed. And then I saw Blue Ivy walking and I was like, wow, she is the coolest kid ever. Like that's Blue Ivy. Like she was just so cool, just like so chill. She's with Jay-Z, her dad was a little roomy, like they were just chilling. I was like, man, y'all are just the coolest ever. Taylor Swift and Ice Spice, they were straight across from us. You know, okay, so Ice Spice, there's that clip of her that she's like, nah, I don't like JoJo Siwa. Is that real? It's always been a conspiracy of if it's real or if it's fake. People said that she said it in a podcast. It's an audio clip, but some people say that it's tuned to sound like her and others say that it is her. And I still to this day do not know if that is Ice Spice or not. So if it is, somebody please tell me because I genuinely am curious about it. Anyways, back to the game. Finally understanding football. Jenna was teaching me everything about it. It was great. Now I understand. I want to go to another game now that I fully understand. I got to see some of my best friends in the whole world. I got to see Bodhi from Special Forces. He was also there. I got to see you guys. Everybody knows how much I love Tyler. I got to see Tyler Cameron, who Tyler became my best friend from Special Forces for sure. Him and Nick, I'm super close to. But yeah, Ty and I have a very, very special relationship. And so just getting to see him for a little bit, it just like gave me like that, like comfort. Like he's family. And so it was a cool little, literally a 45-second reunion, but it was the best 45-second reunion absolutely ever. We got to go on the field after. I wasn't idiot enough to make a TikTok dance on the field because why not? Why wouldn't I be? It just was so fun. We stayed at the Bellagio, which is a hotel that I've always wanted to stay at. I could see the fountains from my room. Like, it was just, it was so beautiful. It was a magical trip. It truly was. Maybelline was so good to us. This is not sponsored. A lot of my posts were sponsored, but this specific time that I'm talking about, this is not sponsored. They were just so good to us. We went in our room and there was so many goodies there. They took us out to dinners. Three rows up the 50-yard line. Like, that is crazy. That is crazy. The pre-party, the gifts, I mean, they were so, so good to us. Even just figuring out that we are all a group of friends that they could take all together. Like, just that is already above and beyond, because most people would be like, yo, who are the best influencers for this? Let's get the top 10 and call it a day. But they were really like, no, this is a smart move. And I personally, as a fan of Dance Moms, think it was the most genius move on their behalf to bring the Dance Moms cast. Obviously, plus Jenna. Jenna was not a part of Dance Moms, but she's a massive part of my life. But yeah, it was genius on their behalf, especially with the Dance Moms reunion coming up, which, stay tuned for that. I am so stoked myself to see that. We filmed that in the end of 2023. I haven't seen any trailers, any promos, nothing, but I did just get asked about press dates for it. So it is going to be coming out soon, but damn, I am so curious about the Dance Moms reunion. I also feel like that is something that I could do a whole podcast about, is the Dance Moms reunion, the vibe of the Dance Moms reunion, all the ups, the downs, what we did, what we went through, what the whole day was like, a little bit of like backstory on Dance Moms, even a little bit more like about the Super Bowl and how we were reunioning at the Super Bowl again, post reunion. It was like the reunion from the reunion. So that could be a really good podcast to do, especially when the reunion comes out and I can talk openly about it. So I promise you that I will time that right for you all. By that time, it might be time for a quarter two update. So maybe it'll be that. Anyways, I feel like that is pretty much my quarter one. It's been a great quarter. I feel like my healthy habits have stayed. I feel like I've developed some new healthy habits. I've become a walker. I walk literally everywhere. Love it. I still work out a bunch, still drum a bunch, I still watch Good Luck Charlie and Wizards of Waverly Place before I fall asleep. I'm still the same old me. There's only so much you can change. Oh boy. All right. I'm going to get out of here. I love y'all. Thank you very much for listening to this JoJo Siwa Now. If you want that Dance Moms reunion podcast idea, let me know. Whatever else too you want me to talk about. I got a lot of adventures that I have yet to share. So please be my guest. Tell me the things that you have seen with me publicly that you would like me to debrief. Let me know what you want to hear. And I love y'all very much. I will see you next time. Deuces. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at JoJo Siwa Now Podcast. Be sure to write us a review, and maybe if you're feeling it, leave us 5 stars. I'll see you next week.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. federally insured by NCUA.